You are listening to the RBN Network. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. You got it live tonight. We're here. Lori's here as well. Lori did such a fantastic job last Friday on her broadcast. I want to thank her and her guests. It was riveting. I found myself listening to the rerun several times, and she did a phenomenal job. I mean, there's no disputing it. The police transcript, the audio of the police tape was indicating that they were fully convinced that there were multiple shooters on different floors. And I thought that was fascinating. And if we don't have to get into it tonight, Lori, because I want to turn the broadcast over to you again. But I want people to start thinking in terms of who benefits from this whole, and the list is extremely, extremely long. It might take a week to get through the list of who benefits from this shooting, and it's certainly not the guy who's laying there dead on the floor. And my first impression was he was executed. It was not a suicide. That was just a gut feeling I had. Lori can concur or disagree with that, and we'll get her opinion on that. But I want people to think, to start putting together the lengthy list of who benefits from more gun laws, more gun control, more people freaking out about guns, more people scared to do certain things, more people more inclined to do certain things. Just think outside the box and think of who would benefit, even if it's indirectly, from this shooting. And when we put together the pyramid, I think it'll go back to the usual suspects. With that, I'm going to welcome Gary, if we have Gary, for an opening prayer. And then I'm going to pretty much turn over to Lori and see where she wants to go with it tonight. Gary, are you with us, my sir?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Just want to get a prayer from you for our persecuted patriots. We're in the worst patriot persecution I've ever seen under any administration, worse than Clinton. It's worse than it's. I never thought it could be this bad, especially under a supposedly friendly to freedom administration. Yeah, I don't think so. Not with what I'm seeing here. It's going on nationwide. So, Gary, can you give us a prayer for our persecuted patriots, Tom and the Bundys and the Hammonds, and just the long list of everybody who's in there, and that their persecution will come to an end quickly, and that they will be able to regroup their life and their lives, and that the ones who are committing these atrocities will be brought to justice one way or another. And it's a look at from the big picture, folks, how far down the toilet into communism and total tyranny we are, with patriots being rounded up nationwide and stuck in jail like the Colorado guys and everybody else we just mentioned. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to you, Gary. Welcome.
Yeah, boys, it's for sure that old Baptist preacher said there is payday someday. And I've never forgot that little simple statement. And I remind myself every day. And as I look at this thing at my years of age, it's so confusing to hear the news. I haven't made head nor tails of any of it. So whatever happens tonight, I'll be very keen to be listening, because I've never heard of such a thing in my life. and I served in the military in a Strike One outfit for 21 months. I thought I'd seen everything there, but this is unbelievable what's happening. And I agree with it. It's about getting rid of the guns, because as long as the guns are out here, they're scared. They're not sure what the general public will do. They're not sure what the military is even going to do. Okay? So, but we'll go to our Father in prayer tonight. When our Father, Yodi Vahi, we come thanking you first for the life that you've given us, and for the areas that we know they're in, and in and around us, and the things that there are good, and there are things that are good to happen. As we celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles this past Saturday, we had a nice group of people, and the relationship between ourselves and our Father was expressed very, very greatly because of our understanding of who our Father is, what he's about, and what we're supposed to be about. So therefore, as we look at that, we address these folks that have been so misused and misguided and misrepresented by the authorities of our countries, so to speak, and how they've entertained the fact that they can incarcerate anybody, and that they can find anybody guilty of anything that they decide is guilty. And there doesn't seem to be a justice. But as we know, Eric and other folks out here have bought through the court watcher system, and it does make a big, big difference when people do show up. So, Father, we ask that you would intervene for us and intervene in the lives of these people, the Harmons and the Bundys and Tom Lochtevere, to name a few, Stephen Curry, and all the Colorado Nine, including him. Father, we pray that there's some reason that they'll be looked on in the real light of what they're trying to do. They're trying to bring back our country to a justice system that's rightfully brought forth from your laws. And of course, as long as we deceive ourselves by thinking the law has been done away with, and how ridiculous, the Father would make laws, and then someone could come along and just say they're done away with. And so, Father, we do suffer because of that. We have no safety in the land because, in Leviticus chapter 25, in two verses, it mentions, if you follow my ordinances and my statutes and my judgment, I will seek and save your land, and you'll live safely in it. So, and he also told us about Abraham. He blessed Abraham because he kept the laws, the statutes, the judgments, the commandments. So we thank you again tonight, Father, for being able to come to your point of life and your point of teaching of us. We ask that this all be in Yadi Vahi's name. So be it.
Thank you, Gary. Really appreciate that. That was very nice. Lori, would you like to kick in right now? And if Chris has anything to say, you can just chime in as you feel you need to, Chris. It's going to be mostly Lori tonight. Lori, where did you want to take the broadcast tonight? Any place in particular? And
Well, first of all, hello, everyone. It is wonderful to be able to join you this evening once again. My technical difficulties are back, but as you can see, I am still here. So here's another one for the team. So I have several different places I want to take this. I will and do have scheduled and planned for Jeremy Elsie to be back on with us on Friday. If everything goes as planned, he plans to be back on with us on Friday. And there is some other information that I want him on the show to be able to explain to everybody. But it's really intriguing and deeper into that staged crime scene situation
that
we were going over.
The Friday broadcast that you did was very insightful, and it'd be great to continue that. So you'll do that this coming Friday. Wonderful. Awesome.
Yes, yes. And there is some really neat information, which I cannot get to everyone tonight, but it will be heard on Friday, and you'll be able to hear it yourself.
By the way, you were the only one who actually played the police broadcast, which was, I mean, that was the most important thing to hear. Is that really told what was going on from their point of view, and right. They were right there taking the fire. So I mean, they were seeing where mm-hmm. the flashes were coming from. They were getting the firsthand, immediate, and the first and immediate direct. Observational, you know, direct observations by the witnesses on the scene are the most reliable. Waiting mm-hmm. for the FBI and the CIA and the psychological operations and the higher-ups in corrupt Washington corporate government and Sessions' office to sanitize and sterilize the story, that doesn't do any
and
good for the truth.
change the narrative. Their conspiracy theory is very interesting of what they're putting out to the public.
Plenty. We can't have any conspiracy theories. Right. If we come up with one, it's a bizarre off the wall, you know, mental illness. But if they could come up with whatever garbage they want to, and we're supposed to swallow it, I don't think so. People are waking up. On my list of beneficiaries, I think has to be the control freaks that run YouTube. YouTube is not designed to be an open platform. It's designed to be a place that can control and steer the narrative, very important word that you just used, into whatever the corporate wants it to be. And so YouTube is very, I mean, you know, just go on your YouTube and you'll see all these things that are recommended for you by the magic computer. You should watch this. Oh, take a look at that. Looking for the real stuff is very difficult because a lot of it's getting banished and shut down on YouTube. So it's getting to be, I think one of the beneficiaries is the information control freaks, the information control grid, and its operators who want to restrict as much information as possible. And we know the very most powerful people in the cabal, that's exactly what they want. They want the information restricted and tailored to achieve the brainwashing that they need upon the masses to further their New World Order.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to say this, you know, we report about conspiracy, but we report it with facts. We don't do conspiracy theories. They do. They're very good at it. And some of the funny stuff, I'm telling you, there is some funny stuff that I'm actually going to report on that actually has to, and I know that sounds crazy because there's really nothing funny about Vegas, but there is stuff funny about CNN, you know, the Communist News Network, that doesn't know they're behind from a hole in the ground. I will tell you this. They were allegedly reporting on the massive mean AR-15 with the bump stock, and they were showing this to their listeners and their viewers, and the rifle that they showed, they were trying to simulate what a bump stock does, and the rifle that they had didn't even have a bump stock on it. I just putting that out there. It was really interesting. It's hilarious on the CNN side. You know, this is the same ones who got caught in undercover video admitting that they were making up fake news about the Russian narrative with President Trump. So anyway, we're not going to go on to that right now. I just want to say this. I've got many different avenues that I want to share with everyone tonight. Some is going to touch base on quote-unquote gun control. Some is going to touch base on some of the things that are going on right now that you probably haven't heard about. And you haven't heard about it because, of course, the mass shooting that happened in Vegas has been just, you know, overwhelming everybody. And we understand that because everybody is in search of facts. They want facts. They don't want propaganda. They don't want lies. And right now, you know, it is the opinion of many, myself included, that the FBI and a lot of the other agencies are just flat out lying to we the people. And the more that we see and the more that we're pulling out, the more that it is proving that. And as you notice, the more that we're reporting on it, and pointing out these things, have you noticed the narrative has changed a lot? You know, like Jeremy was saying on Friday, it went from 10 guns to 23, now up to 27. And but definitely join us Friday. We've got a lot of information and some sounds for you to listen to because Jeremy is a phenomenal individual. Like I said, he has massive training when it comes to automatic firearms, semi-automatic firearms, bump stocks, and everything else. And they found the weapon that was actually used and proved it by firing it and comparing it with the AR-15 with the bump stock, and it's a completely different sound. So it shows everyone that, and that I did put in my Google Plus, if y'all want to kind of do a little bit of a sneak peek, I did put that in my Google Plus in my Resurrect Republic RTR Truth Radio collection. You can find it in that, and you can just simply type in LoriAnderson.com. It'll take you to my Google Plus, and then go into that collection and just scroll down. You'll see the post from Jeremy Alcide. And watch that video. There will be no doubt. So anyway, one of the things that I wanted to say, Eric, and I'm sure that everybody that are the listeners, and welcome to any new listeners, by the way, that are listening to the show. But, you know, we're talking about NSA, CIA, FBI, Department of Homeland Security, which is DHS, of course, and all the other plethora of alphabet agencies. They are really wanting to push a further and deeper, quote-unquote, surveillance state. This is one of the things that benefits, okay? Now,
bingo.
They claim they need all that.
Every single one of them on the list of beneficiaries. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And now, let's remember this. Supposedly, they needed to be able to spy on every American citizen without a warrant to stop terrorist attacks, right? They needed this because it would stop mass shootings. They needed this because it would stop all this stuff from happening. So let's remember this. The Vegas massacre, 9/11, Ohio State attack, Chattanooga Springs, San Bernardino, Orlando shooting, Boston bombing, Fort Hood shooting, Colorado Springs, Charleston church shooting, Vegas, you name it. Oh, I'm sorry. Did they just listen to the traffic, or is it them trying to find a needle in a haystack because they have so much data that they can't read through it? That's a thought. So hang with us, and after this break, I'll get into some more information that we're going to be covering tonight.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back to the broadcast. It is Eric the Freedom Screamer. We got Laurie Anderson on tonight with us, and Gary and Chris kicking around in the wings. So you guys chime in if something strikes a chord and you want to offer in some wisdom. Appreciate y'all being here tonight. Gary, what's up? Sure.
I have a question for Laurie or yourself or whoever. What is a bump stock? When I was in the United States military, I carried an M1, M2, and it had a lever that we could go fully automatic or semi-automatic on that carbine. What in the world is a bump stock? Thank you.
Okay, the best way I know how to explain a bump stock, because I'm not, 100% pro when it comes to explaining bump stock, so I'll do the best that I can. It looks like the end of the AR-15, the way that the bottom part is normal, but it wraps around to where it actually engages to where the trigger is. And from what I have been explained to in detail by Jeremy is that in order for it to work properly, you have to actually pull it and lean into it and towards it. It's not something that you can just go. It kind of goes off of the recoil and forces it back. So it forces that to push it faster to make it run more like an automatic. The bump stock is... let me see if I can explain it a little bit better. The bump fire.
You explained it great. It's you have to bear down on the stock and it engages a fully automatic mode. It's like a poor man's fully auto. It's mostly a conversion thing, is it not?
Yeah, it's more like a conversion thing, and it has to do with the way that it grips right at there at the trigger. But the bump stock is on the, it's on the end of the gun, but it also has a mechanism that goes under or by the trigger. So because of the recoil and the way that you hold it, it's called a bump fire stock is what, it's referred to. But the
We'll have your guest clarify it when he comes on Friday.
Yeah, that would be great.
We got a gazillion experts out there. Call in somebody, 800-313-9443, and you could describe in your words what a bump stock.
Right, because I only know how to say it in simple terms.
Yeah.
Did I make sense, Gary, on what I'm trying to explain?
Ma'am. It's just interesting. We had, I don't know how many thousands of carbines they had. They call them M1, mm-hmm. M2s. And all you had was a little lever that was like on the right side. And you pushed the lever one way, and it was fully automatic. And you brought the lever back, and it was semi-automatic.
Mm-hmm.
Then they also had just the M1, and that was only a single fire. It had no lever on it. But all of us folks in the outfit I was in, we all carried the M1, M2s. And I was thinking, that was just a... and then, of course, when they were in Korea, the boys found how to make their M1s fully automatic. I won't go into that over the phone, but they found how to make them automatic, and there's really nothing to that either. It's a very simple process. So
right.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I apologize that I didn't have the technical terms for it, but I will make sure. Make sure on Friday, Gary, ask that question again so Jeremy mm-hmm. can really, really lay that out for everybody in the technical terms.
Well, I'm sure there's a number of people that they want to ask that question because we hear it on the TV. And
yeah.
if you heard me speak, I'm 82 now, and it absolutely makes me just nervous as hell when I hear people speaking like they're speaking. Yeah, I never thought I'd ever hear languages like I'm hearing now and the situations they're being set up. I never thought I'd ever hear that in our country. I yield. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Okay, so I want to get to a little bit of good news and some news that you haven't been hearing about. So
they want to hold it until after the break.
Yeah, probably, because it's... 10:28 and music's getting ready to roll. So everyone hang in there. Join us after the words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you out. Don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's all right, yes, everything's all right.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you.
Welcome back to the broadcast. I'm Derek Freedom Streamer with Lori and Gary and Chris. So who benefits from this whole shooting? Certainly not the guy who's laying there dead. As far as I'm concerned, he's pretty much last on the suspect list. And because of everything the government says is always a lie, I'm pretty much going to believe about the opposite of what they're trying to make me believe. Which is, this is your man laying here on the floor here in the picture and blah, blah, blah. So, but let's do our little investigation here. Let's just open, let's begin our list. Who, the beneficiaries of the mass shooting. How about we start with the witch's court? Does the witch's court benefit from this mass shooting? Oh boy, you better believe it. And I'm not just talking about one witch's court in one jurisdiction in some county or a state or even a federal. Every single witch's court, local, state, federal, supreme witch's court, top to bottom, the entire pyramid, every single one's going to benefit from this. Look at all the cases that are going to come before them with all the new litany of gun laws that are going to come forward, some at the federal level, maybe if not, then you're going to see probably state and local municipalities panicking and enacting new gun laws and new gun restrictions thinking it's going to keep everybody safe. We know what's going to happen then. All the shooters are going to go there and do their killing because they know that nobody's going to shoot back. So, witch's court, top of the list of beneficiaries. Oh, boy, do they benefit. Every single case that's going to come through that court is going to mean an absolute fortune, and not only in the hacking of the private prisons that are owned by Goldman Sachs and all the people in the Trump administration, but also the bonding of each individual case through the General Services Administration. I rest my case, which is court. Top of the list of beneficiaries from all this. And from there, I'll turn it back over to Lori.
Well, and you're exactly right. You have to look at who benefits. But I also want to say I am really, really amazed at the strength of the people in Nevada. Now, most people, you know, you were talking about is gun control. There was plenty of gun control in Vegas. Let's get that clear. There was plenty of gun control in Vegas.
Yeah. Nobody had a rifle to shoot. Real quick, nobody had a rifle to shoot back with. And I just, before I forget, I want to throw this out there, Lori, and then I'll shut up and turn it back to you. But one tool that would have saved many lives. I'm pretty sure it's something, and it's not a gun. It's something really pretty basic that I would, when I was of a childish age and went to concerts and big stadium, I can't see going to one of those mob events. They're just, anyway, but one thing I always do, a pair of binoculars. And with that, they could have spotted exactly from which exact room that the fire was coming from. I mean, they were like, I think it's on the 29th floor, it's on the 32nd floor, we think it's here, we think it's there, we're not sure, but we're taking fire, and we think there's a shooter over here or there. I mean, you could pin it right down. I thought that would have been more prevalent in the, you know, with people in the concert, and I didn't see, you know, even the cops didn't have binoculars. They couldn't really get a bead on where the fire was coming from, and that was sorely lacking in both the concert goers' arsenal as well as the responders there. So back to you, Lori.
Well, what I was saying about gun control, first of all, gun control, what you think gun control is, or I should say the public, not necessarily you, Eric, yourself, but gun control is not laws that restrict guns. Gun control is knowing how to hit your target. That's just it. Restrictions on firearms, anyone at the sound of my voice, if you were there at that concert, please call in because I need this confirmed. It is becoming pretty apparent that everybody that was a concert goer that went in there was disarmed, and the only individuals that had any arms were the security guards and the police.
Oh, I guarantee it. I guarantee it was a gun-free zone.
Though Nevada, even though Nevada is pretty gun-friendly, the problem is I'll guarantee you that where this slaughter happened, and this makes me very angry, that they were disarmed. How dare?
Yeah, Nevada may be very gun-friendly, but Mandalay Bay is not.
Right, but how dare politicians tell me that there needs to be more gun control when there was gun control there, and that is why 58 people plus the man in the room lost his life? How dare you? Not one of them had the ability to defend themselves. And there are eyewitnesses that have said that there were shooters on the ground, that they were in the back parking lot as well, and we do have that audio, by the way. I'm not going to go into that tonight, though. As promised, I'm going to wait for Friday for that. So please make sure you come back with us. But how dare you talk about, oh, I need gun control and bump stock, and every one of those victims were slaughtered as if they were lambs in a corral. How dare you? How dare you?
Well, it's no joke. There's the people like that with that mentality are the very ones who have the blood of millions on their hands, because we know, historically speaking, every mass genocide is preceded by a massive disarmament of the people.
Mm-hmm. Here's the reality. Percentage of shootings in gun-free zones between January of 1998 and December of 2015, 96.2%. of them were in gun-free zones. That's a reality check, everyone. While the first part of the discussion here goes through each mass public shooting from 2009 to 2014 discussed in the Bloomberg report, further down in this post, we've updated cases through 2015 and the sources of older cases dating all the way back to 1950. This illusion of gun control is a way to make you a victim. And how dare you call for more people to be victims, like the ones that were in Vegas, like the ones that have been in gun-free zones and mowed down as if they were not human. How dare any politician do that? And how dare the NRA back the buckstock ban? I don't have one, don't know about it, really don't want one. But you know what? How dare you claim you're pro unalienable rights? How dare you claim that you're pro Second Amendment and you back a ban on a tool? Murder is already illegal, people.
It's a psychological operation that they're playing on the people. And this is why, this is one thing I can't stand about Trump. He's constantly pimping the security state. We back the police 1,000%. Let's have more drug war. Let's have more asset forfeiture and seizure. Let's go after those people who think unrestricted First Amendment rights, those are very dangerous people. Let's torture them all. These are all statements that he's made. I'm not making them up. These are attributed to him in his own words. This is why anybody who's pimping the secure, we're going to need to make America strong again. We need to make America proud again. That means strong means a giant military dictatorship and empire building overseas. Pride's a sin. I don't think he reads his word very well. And of course, we need to make America great again, and we need to make America safe again. Boy, and that's one of the things he's always pushing because he knows what buttons to push on Mrs. America. It's usually the women because they're a little softer around the edges, a little bit. I can't say that because the men are just as bad. They're all on both sexes, all colors, are willing, if their minds are soft enough and they don't have the courage, they're willing to accept this security state nightmare. And this is why I'm really disgusted with people who fall into that trap of, oh, we need a bigger security state that's going to make us safer.
What are they going to do?
More laws.
Watch it happen?
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't stopped one of them. What's the purpose of losing billions of dollars? And then they say, oh, well, they were kind of on our radar. Well, you kind of didn't stop them.
They're all right. The intention is not to stop them. The intention is to control and manage, like the Center for Disease Control. It's about controlling the disease. It's not about the Center for Disease Eradication. It's about managing. It's about controlling, and it's about steering.
It's about
and
control.
Using the and using the chaos to create order, of course, where we know
order
the very
out of
few.
Chaos.
Yeah, and the order doesn't mean a nice, peaceful society where everybody's independent and gets along and thinks freely for themselves. No, it means a dictatorship with basically London and Rome using their intelligence agencies to brainwash the people into accepting the police security state. And this is why we have to get back to the concept of peace officers and not law enforcement.
Well, here's the thing, Eric. You know, I heard, and I cannot remember the sheriff's name. He was a constitutional sheriff, and I really wish I could remember his name, but I don't remember his name, unfortunately. He made this comment. He wants all of his citizens armed, and he is not going to go along with unconstitutional gun control laws. And he had a meeting with his citizens. This was years ago. And this is especially when Obama was in office and everything was hot and heavy, and they were really pushing down on the sheriffs, trying to push all this stuff. And he said, no, that's okay, because my citizens are armed. Okay? And he made a very valid point. You have 10 to 15 deputies or 30 deputies or 150 deputies. I have 3,000 armed citizens that will have my back. I'll take the citizens any day. Because if you provide and secure their rights, they will back you up. How dare somebody beg for somebody to be mowed down like that again? And they were unarmed. They had no means of defending themselves except ducking and dodging, including the officers, could have had more backup and help themselves. Think about that. Now, I'm going to say one more thing on the guns, and then I'm going to get to a different topic. Sorry, that gets me heated, guys. Can you tell? All right, so I'm going to give you a little bit of information. Some of you may know this. Some of you may not know this. I'm going off of an old article, but I'm very, very aware of this place. Anyone ever heard of Kennesaw, Georgia? Well, let me tell you a little about Kennesaw, Georgia. And this article was a 2007 article, by the way. As the nation debates whether more guns or fewer can prevent tragedies like the Virginia Tech massacre, notable anniversary passed last month in a Georgia town that witnessed a dramatic plunge in crime and violence after mandating, yes, you heard that right, residents to own firearms. in March of 1982, 25 years ago, small town of Kennesaw, Georgia, responding to a handgun ban in Morton Grove, Illinois, unanimously passed an ordinance requiring each head of household to own and maintain a gun. Since then, despite dire predictions of the quote-unquote Wild West, showdowns and increased violence and accidents, not a single resident, I'm going to repeat that again, not a single resident has been involved in a fatal shooting as a victim, attacker, or a defender. The crime rate initially plummeted for several years after the passage of the ordinance, with the 2005 per capita crime rate actually significantly lower than it was in 1981, the year before the passage of the law. Prior to the enactment of the law, Kennesaw had a population of just 5,242 people, but a crime rate significantly higher, 4,332 per 100,000 than the national average, 3,899 per 100,000. The latest statistics available for the year 2005 show that the rate at 2,027 per 100,000. Meanwhile, the population has skyrocketed to 28,189. So their crime rate went way down, and I personally check on Kennesaw stats all the time. Okay, you've got your break-ins in your cars and stuff like that, but rapes and murders, zero. Okay, and they went from a population of 5,242, and like I said, this is 2007, to 28,189. They did interviews with criminals in the jail, and you know what the criminals said? They won't go to Kennesaw. Why? They know everyone is armed. By comparison, the population of Morton Grove, the first city of Illinois to adopt a gun ban for anyone other than police officers, it has actually dropped slightly and stands at 22,202 people, according to the 2005 statistics. More significantly, perhaps, is the city's crime rate has increased by 15.7% immediately after the gun ban. Even though the overall crime rate in Cook County rose only 3%, today, by comparison, the township's crime rate stands at 2,268 per 100,000. Look up Kennesaw, Georgia, everyone. And I'm going to tell you, I am really getting sick of these politicians. I am getting sick of these people calling for gun control. There was plenty of gun control out there that day. The gun control just wasn't in the right person's hands. That's simple. And if there were multiple shooters and the other people were armed and they were near them, if they had had their weapon, they were getting shot at anyway. Heck yeah, you know somebody would have pulled their weapon and shot them. How many lives could have been saved? That's not a guarantee that it would have, but at least it had the opportunity to try and the right to defend one's life and the life of the people around you. All right.
Story.
Yes, sir.
Seems I recall, I think it was Benjamin Franklin, one of the founding scoundrels, who said that men who vote on give up a little freedom for a little safety will have neither. I think he further went on to say that a democracy, after the break, hear the music.
Can you hold that thought?
I will.
We will get right back to you after this break. It's Eric with Lori and Chris and Gary on the RBN Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, like have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
That's Buddy Rich. Hear my voice where you are. Take a train, steal a car, hop a freight, grab a star, come back to me. Catch a plane, catch a breeze, on your hands, on your knees. Swim or fly, only please, come back to me. On a mule in a jet, with your hair in a net or a towel wringing wet, I don't care, this is where.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us. It's Eric with Lori, Chris, and Gary. Chris, would you like to pick up where you left off?
Well, I think the other statement that appertains to our conversation so far tonight, and Lori's emotionally charged comments that were right on point, is that Ben Franklin also said that the democracy is where two wolves and a lamb are voting on what to have for dinner, and that a republic is where a well-armed lamb puts forth a vigorous objection. And I think that's precisely where those that would claim they want to disarm us while using their own private, well-armed security forces to protect their own sorry, lazy posteriors is exactly where they want to put us, is that defenseless lamb against those wolves who would prey upon us, perhaps murder us, obliterate us, wipe us off the face of the planet with white genocide or American genocide, I don't think they care what color we are, whether they're Mexicans, Americans, or blacks, or whites, or even Orientals that love America and want to fight for what's righteous, moral, and upright, and Christian values that we've all loved to embrace, which is why a lot of them came here in the first place. This is what they hate and despise about us, because we have the idea that we serve a creator, that we are, as it says in Chisholm versus Georgia, sovereigns without subjects, having the powers of a king over our own self-determination, through our own self-responsibility and duty to protect our own families, to guard and protect our country and our neighborhoods and our families against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And in order to do this, we all are members of the natural American militia, not the government militia, not the National Guard, but the common people who have arms at home to hunt and provide sustenance for their families. But not only that, but to, when times are called to, when the circumstances dictate, that we must stand and defend to guard, protect against all enemies, foreign and domestic, the onslaughts of murderous hordes of killer savages that have been imported to this country in the guise of migration. Not that there aren't some good migrants that come here that want to better themselves and their families. For those we love and respect that want to come in and integrate and embrace the values that we hold dear in our culture. And, you know, we value their culture too. I love Mexican food. I love Chinese food. I love mariachi music. I have a half-sister that's half Mexican. And her father, Frank Ortega, fought on Guadalcanal and had the worst case of jungle rot you could see on his back. He was a wonderful man. I had the utmost respect. He was my stepfather. He was a Mexican-American. Proud of it. A Marine. Proud of it. Semper Fidelis. So it really makes no difference. But if we're Americans, this is what we hold dear, is our culture, our beliefs, our love of this country and foundation that it's built upon. So thank you very, very much.
Well, with that, we're going to take a break here at the top of the hour. Stay with us. It's Eric, Lori, Chris, and Gary on the RPN Network. Don't go anywhere. We've got a whole other hour ahead. We'll be right back after this short break from our sponsors.
I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.